Jeff Bezos has lost $16 billion since Donald Trump started tweeting about Amazon. By Brad Tuttle. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos once offered up one of his rockets to shoot Donald Trump out into space. Over the past week, Bezos could be wishing that had actually happened, because tweets by President Trump bashing Amazon appear to be costing Bezos billions of dollars. Bezos is the world's richest man, with a net worth estimated over $100 billion since the start of the year. Bezos's wealth is based largely on the price of Amazon stock, and as shares soared in early 2018, his fortune grew by more than $30 billion. As of Monday, March 26, Jeff Bezos's net worth stood at nearly $130 billion, according to both Forbes and the Bloomberg Billionaire Index. Yet 1 week and four Amazon-related Trump tweets later, Bezos' net worth is down to $114 billion, Forbes estimates. In a dismal day for stocks in general, Amazon shares dropped an especially steep 6% on Monday. Over the past week, Amazon's stock price has dropped by around 10%, subtracting roughly $16 billion away from Bezos. While it's impossible to pinpoint the exact reason for any individual stock or the broader stock market rises and falls, recent social media messages directed at Amazon by the tweeter-in-chief seem to be a factor. In a string of tweets, President Donald Trump has attacked Amazon and Bezos over the past week for paying too little in taxes and taking advantage of the postal service, among other things. "I have stated my concerns with Amazon long before the election," Trump's first tweet read. "Unlike others, they pay little or no taxes to state and local governments, use our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the U.S., and are putting many thousands of retailers out of business." Trump's next tweet, "While we're on the subject, it is reported that the U.S. Post Office will lose $1.50 on average for each package it delivers for Amazon. That amounts to billions of dollars. The failing New York Times reports that the size of the company's lobbying staff has ballooned, and that does not include the fake Washington Post, which is used as a lobbyist and should so register. If the PO increased its parcel rates, Amazon's shipping costs would rise by $2.6 billion. This post office scam must stop. Amazon must pay real costs and taxes now. Only fools or worse are saying that our money-losing post office makes money with Amazon. They lose a fortune, and this will be changed. Also, our fully tax-paying retailers are closing stores all over the country. Not a level playing field." Long before Trump became president, he was highly critical of the coverage he received by the Washington Post, which Bezos owns, and claimed that Amazon was using the Post as a lobbyist to help the company lower its taxes. In December 2015, Trump trashed Amazon and the Washington Post in one Twitter message that read, "If Amazon ever had to pay fair taxes, its stock would crash and it would crumble like a paper bag. The Washington Post scam is saving it." Bezos responded on his personal Twitter account by saying that he would reserve Trump a seat on a rocket bound for space. "Finally trashed by @RealDonaldTrump. We'll still reserve him a seat on the Blue Origin rocket. #SendDonaldToSpace. On the day after Donald Trump won the 2016 presidential election, Amazon's stock price dropped significantly, presumably due to Trump's stance against Bezos and the companies he owns. As president, Trump has periodically criticized and threatened Amazon on Twitter, saying that the company kills jobs and doesn't pay taxes. Many have theorized that Trump's feud with Bezos and Amazon is motivated by more than Trump's concern about companies paying their fair share of taxes. After all, the Trump administration pushed for a cut in the corporate tax rate that saved Amazon $789 million. Trump also prides himself as a savvy businessman and even said in a presidential debate that he personally was smart for avoiding taxes. Trump's attacks on Amazon also seem to go beyond worries about the post office's finances, the retail industry and its workers, and even how he's portrayed by the Washington Post. He's obsessed with Amazon, one Washington insider reportedly told Axios last week. The very existence of Bezos seems to drive Trump crazy, Bloomberg columnist Virginia Postrel wrote. Whereas Trump was born rich and has always courted attention as a domineering, brash, playboy entrepreneur, Bezos's fortune is 100% self-made, and he's known to be quiet, nerdy, and self-deprecating. He is a far more admired and influential businessman than Trump, and of course, immeasurably richer. On Monday alone, Bezos lost on paper as much as $7 billion, which is more than twice as much as the total net worth of Donald Trump. Even after Bezos's fortune fell by $16 billion to $114 billion, he's still roughly 38 times richer than Trump, whose net worth is estimated at $3 billion.